Welcome to Spare Times, the news and notes of the Raleigh Outlaws bowling team of October 7, 2022 by Ginger Rush, editor. The content of this program is intended for persons who are blind or print impaired. It has been edited for currency clarity and time constraints. I'm Dick Hayden, volunteer reader at the North Carolina Reading Service. The Spare Times news and notes of the Raleigh Outlaws for October 7, 2022 begins with, please like us on Facebook. The Raleigh Outlaws has a Facebook page and liking us is the quickest way to get updated announcements. Go to Facebook and search for the Raleigh Outlaws Bowling League and then the like page and like that page. Well, we're in October already. Not sure where the summer went, but looking forward to fall activities and upcoming holiday season. Yes, we are. See below for information on our Christmas dinner and all other fall activities. Regarding communication with Ginger or Sharon, Sharon asked that if anyone needs her for any reason, to please call her cell phone. The number is 919-740-1073. The old Outlaw landline has been disconnected. Her email address is snbenton@gmail.com. Please leave Sharon a voicemail if you need a sub or if you want to sub. Ginger's cell phone number is 919-389-5596, and the email address is outlawtaxi@gmail.com. Sanctions are $22, and they are due October 7. Locker rent is $35. You can call the alley and pay over the phone if you want to do so. Lane assignments for week 3. Lane 35, team 5. Lane 36, team 4, triple threat. Let me back that up and start over again. Lane 35, team 5, midnight bandits. Lane 36, team 4, triple threat. Lane 37, team 1, sharpshooters. Lane 38, team 8, rough riders. Lane 39, team 7, hangmen. Lane 40, Team 3, Gunslingers. Lane 41, Team 2, Strike Time. And Lane 42, Team 6, Silver Bullets. The subs for October 10. Lane 35, Team 5, out Jonathan Lazenby, in Matt Bowers. Lane 39, Team 7, out Thelma Crumpler, in Dennis Glenn. For sale, a used 10-pound bowling ball and bag. Quite old, but in good condition. $10 or best offer. Karen Broderick at 919-906-0804. Wake Federation is hosting an informational meeting. Greg Flynn, who is the chair of the Wake County Board of Elections, will be speaking at the Wake Federation of the Blind at our October 8th meeting. He will talk to us about the election process and how we could have a part in it. Also, everyone will have a chance to ask questions, including those related to accessibility. The meeting begins at 11:30 a.m. and will conclude at 1 o'clock p.m. This meeting will be held via Zoom. If you would like to attend this meeting, please email or call me so that I can provide you with a Zoom link. Robert C. Parrish. Email address: robertcparrish7@gmail.com. And Robert's phone number is 919-616-1606. In case you missed it, the Raleigh Social Security Office has moved from Old Wake Forest Road out to 3315 Poole Road. Real ID is coming. The federal requirement to have a real ID identification card / driver's license is coming, beginning May 3rd, 2023. If you want to board an airplane or visit some other federal facilities, you must have the new version, which has a star on it. Look at the DMV page by clicking on the link in your email copy of this newsletter for a list of required acceptable documents needed and how to get your real ID. The DMV office is accepting appointments to obtain the license. Click on the link in your email copy of the newsletter to make an appointment. Christmas dinner. It seems early, but we only have a couple of months until our Christmas dinner, scheduled for December 10 at Emmanuel Baptist Church. We will have tickets available for the dinner beginning next week. The price this year is $15 per person for our usual menu. We're expecting a lot of guests since we're inviting anyone who has ever been an outlaw to help us celebrate our 40th anniversary. So get your ticket early. There will be no admission at the door. Trivia questions are needed. We plan to play outlaw trivia at the Christmas dinner, so we need some really good questions. If you can think of good trivia questions about the history of the outlaws and or some good memories from past years, please put them down and email them to Sharon at snbenton@gmail.com. Be on the lookout for an upcoming suite of fundraising projects. Details soon. Our fundraisers help provide funds to subsidize van rentals for tournament trips, so everyone's help is needed. And speaking of suite fundraisers, the Gutterthon and Bake Sale has been moved to Friday, November 4. We'll be looking for baked goods for the evening. For those who have never participated in the Gutterthon, this is how it works. Based on your average, for every gutter ball you throw and or open frame, for those with higher averages, you put a certain amount of change into the cup on your lane. We'll have the chart on the lanes that night. If you don't want to keep up with it, a suggested donation of $5 into the cup is requested. Again, this helps to pay for travel expenses when we go out of town for tournaments. A nice article about the EYE retreat, E-Y-E, retreat. Retreating from no challenge. Learn how one nonprofit leader is empowering youth with blindness or vision impairment to camp outside their comfort zones. This is written by Kim Borges and dated October 3rd, 2022. Kim writes as follows. More than 60 million Americans, that's one in every four people, live with a disability that affects their major life activities. October is National Disability Employment Awareness Month, an observance held to recognize the contribution of America's workers with disabilities and promote supportive and inclusive employment policies and practices. Below, we highlight a nonprofit empowering youth who are blind or visually impaired. Learn how Regions Bank team members are providing their support. He's never going to ride a bike. Those would have been soul-crushing words for many parents to hear, but not Alan Chase's. My parents had to be my advocates, said Chase, reflecting on his youngest days in rural eastern North Carolina. For me as a child, the expectations were low. The teachers really didn't know how to deal with me. I think they were mostly worried about me getting hurt and wanted to put me in bubble wrap. But Chase and his parents knew he was capable of achieving anything he desired despite a visual impairment. Today, Dr. Chase, he earned a doctoral degree in education, is instilling that same message in the middle and high school youth who are blind and visually impaired. He's going through his Envisioning Youth Empowerment, that's EYE, retreat. We needed an avenue to bring people together to see how we could increase employability and opportunities for education, Chase said of the nonprofit he established in 2009. Each summer, 40 teens from across the country head to the Governor Moorhead School in Raleigh for the EYE Retreat Camp, covering topics like adapting to college life, daily living skills, assistive technology resources, self-advocacy strategies, and more. What I tell parents is that we try to squeeze about 5 years of life into 5 days, said Chase. We ask questions like, what should you be thinking about as you're preparing to graduate from high school? How do you access services on a college campus? We also emphasize that college isn't just about taking classes. There are social and independence aspects as well. Regions Bank Associates recently delivered financial education for EYE Retreat campers, discussing that independence aspect. The connection occurred thanks to Juan Pablo Caballos Garcia, manager of Regions North Park branch in Raleigh, where Chase is a customer. When Alan expressed interest in teaching the campers about financial literacy and how to apply for college, I was excited to find out how we could help make the seminar possible, said Garcia. Our teammates did a phenomenal job following up to make this event a reality. Leading that team, Kathy Lovell and Karen, K-E-R-E-N, Treme, or Treme, T-R-E-M-E, from Regions Community Affairs Group, who taught the Money Basics for Life workshop. The course is designed for people with disabilities and is part of Regions' Next Step curriculum. We are passionate about empowering people through financial wellness, so we were very eager to work with Alan, said Lovell, Disability Services and Outreach Manager for Regions. Our Money Basics for Life workshops are highly interactive sessions discussing ways to bank independently, and that was certainly the case with the iRetreat campers who asked incredibly thoughtful questions. Lovell enlisted additional support from the Deposit and Document Operations team to secure Braille materials for the session. But the group did more than just obtain handouts from a Braille provider. We covered the cost of the materials as a way of supporting our disability services team while also promoting financial education, said LaShawn Fletcher, supervisor of Regions Deposit and Document Operations Group. I think the bank's involvement with projects like the iRetreat shows our customers and the community that we not only talk the talk when it comes to being inclusive, we live by it in making us accessible products available. That welcoming approach was noticed by campers Anaga Puranik and Terrell Kevington. I love the Regions Bank presentation and their work being so inclusive, said Puranik. The main takeaway I had was how anything is possible if you put your mind to it and how hard work always pays off. I gained a whole new perspective and learned lifelong lessons that will improve my future. This session encouraged me to be creative with managing and saving my own money, Covington added. I am more independent when coming to the iRetreat. I'm extremely happy to be in this positive and safe environment every summer around peers who are like me. Campers are also partnered with adult mentors who are visually impaired. It's all part of Chase's purpose to create that safe, positive space while encouraging campers to push beyond their comfort zones. At the end of the week, which is my favorite time, we go off campus, taking the campers to a local university and businesses, said Chase. They also navigate public transportation. It offers students a chance to consider, how do I advocate for myself? And how do I ask for assistance? Chase and team also encourage campers to think about what their long-term employment resembles. What career am I going to pursue? And what accommodations do I need in the workplace? Are additional questions that we explore, said Chase. The week is filled with questions, but it's also filled with fellowship and self-discovery. For many students, they might be the only visually impaired student in their whole county, said Chase. And because of that, the opportunity for social interaction and networking is limited. We have students come to the iRetreat from Ohio, Pennsylvania, Massachusetts, and Florida. That tells me what we're doing is unique and fun. Many campers are repeat participants. 14 years ago, we had no idea if this was going to be successful, effective, and popular, said Chase. I'm now asking every year when camp is going to be 2 weeks long. Alan Chase's life is far bigger than others may have imagined it would be, but not for him or his parents. I had to find my own voice, Chase recalled, thinking of how his parents gave him faithful support. The rest was based on his own determination. It is a model for others to follow, and one that more advocates and businesses are proud to support. Next up, celebrate National Disability Employment Awareness Month. Join us and learn about new accessible apps, tech games, and gadgets. Let's talk about technology that works for us all. The cost is free. Vendors, contact us for booth costs. And health screenings will be available. The date is October 21, 2022. The time is from 1 to 5 p.m. The location is the Chapel Hill Public Library, Room A, 100 Library Drive, Chapel Hill, North Carolina, 27514. A Zoom option is available. There's limited space, and RSVP is required. To RSVP, you may just click on the link in your email copy of this newsletter. The Zoom link itself, click on the link in your email copy. Contact the organizers for further Zoom information. Vendors expected, -924. For information about them, click on the link in your email copy of this newsletter. Libre. Again, for information, click on the link in your email copy of the newsletter. Insightful Visionaries. For information, click on the link of your email copy of this newsletter. The guest speakers, Philip Woodward, Systems Change Manager at North Carolina Council on Developmental Disabilities. Donnie Best, MA, Special Education. Mac Kelleher, Technology Instructor. Abler 360, Technology Specialist, and Angus Cola, IT Tech. For their web address, click on the link in your email copy of this newsletter. So please join us. Health screenings are available for free. Lots of door prizes and giveaways. You do not want to miss it. This from the Disability Awareness Council, 2501 Homestead Road, Chapel Hill, North Carolina, 27516. Phone number 919-245-4337. For more information, go to info@triangledac.org. Reasonable accommodation can be made upon request. Here is a job opportunity. It's from Abler Works, LCI, and North Carolina Division of Services for the Blind. They have some exciting news to share. We are launching a first-of-its-kind workforce development program to help train people who are blind to become digital accessibility testers. There are over 61 million people in the United States who identify with having a disability, and a significant number of those people face challenges accessing the web. According to a study conducted by WebAIM, 96% of home pages have accessibility failures. And according to the U.S. Department of Labor, people with disabilities are twice as likely to be unemployed versus non-disabled job seekers. This is why Abler Works is launching a workforce development program to train people who are blind to become digital accessibility testers and make websites and digital content more accessible, as well as to reduce the high unemployment rate. For more information, please review the following press release. Durham, North Carolina. LCI's Disability Inclusion and Accessibility Division, Abler Works, launched a statewide initiative on September 1, 2022, that will contract with the North Carolina Department of Health and Human Services, Division of Services for the Blind, to create a customized workforce development program. This program will benefit individuals who are blind or have low vision through training for a number of careers, starting with jobs in digital accessibility. Abler Works' customized workforce development program is designed to assist North Carolinians with visual impairments in gaining the skills for upward mobility in their careers. With this program, DSB is building a partnership with a key employer in the state to find opportunities for training, upskilling, and recruitment of people who are blind or who are considered an underserved population. The way we look at education is changing, with more people pursuing boot camps, technical schools, and certificates. So we wanted to create an opportunity for people who are blind and visually impaired to gain the training that they need to pursue in-demand jobs that don't necessarily require a four-year college degree and were previously out of reach, said John Samuel, CEO of Abler and Abler Works. Abler Works will engage with employers across the state to determine the skills they are looking for, and then work to broaden access to these career tracks for people who are blind and visually impaired, who want to join the workforce but previously were not equipped to do so. LCI is a manufacturing, distribution, and retail company that creates over 2,000 products and distributes thousands more. And it also happens to be one of the largest employers of people who are blind in the United States. LCI's Disability Inclusion and Accessibility Branch, Abler Works, strives to support upward mobility for people with disabilities by creating pathways for employment. For more information, visit Abler website by using the link in your email copy of this newsletter. For more information, you may reach out to Sarah Clark via email by using her link in your email of this newsletter, email copy of this newsletter as well. The Challenged Athletes Foundation grant deadline is approaching. For those who are asking about the CAF, the Challenged Athletes grant, here is some basic information courtesy of Leticia Adams. Leticia is willing to help with the submission. She asks that you get your information to her as soon as possible and provide an email address for her. Or you can go to the website and upload the information yourself. That website is challengedathletes.org. Or you can just click on the link in your email copy of this newsletter. The grant is all done online. Below are several items that they require you to answer or to fill out. Some documents: proof of income, a doctor letter verifying your disability, a letter from a teammate, coach, or friend about character and why you deserve the grant, and two high-quality photos showing your face in your sport. Some questions. They do not have a one-sentence answer. Instead, your answer should be at least 300 characters. Not words, but characters. How did you acquire your disability? What is your experience in adaptive/athletics? What are your upcoming sports goals? How has sport positively impacted other parts of your life? Please tell us how a CAF grant will impact your life. Some other needed information: the amount of money you expect to spend, like entry fee, airfare, hotel, Uber or Lyft, and meals. It's available up to $1,500 is allowed. And also, are you okay with receiving a partial grant? All information regarding the grant must be returned by October 8, 2022. If you have any questions, please contact Leticia Adams at leticia.adams@gmail.com or by clicking on the link in your email copy of the newsletter. Job opportunities. LCI is one of the largest American employers of people who are blind and visually impaired. Our mission is simple. We are in the business of providing meaningful employment opportunities for people who are blind. Our goal is to empower our staff and the customers we serve to achieve their highest potential. And that requires a strong foundation of values. We create over 2,000 products and distribute thousands more through manufacturing, retail, nationwide distribution, and e-commerce channels. Many of our products are sold directly to the federal government. We were pioneers of base supply centers, stores on military bases that employ the blind and visually impaired, and provide mission-critical supplies to our nation's military. We are hiring for blind and sighted openings in corporate, manufacturing, and distribution units. Our location is 4500 Emperor Boulevard, Durham, North Carolina, 27703. There's a virtual event coming in December, and registration is open now. The 2022 Blind Health Expo registration is now open. Friday, December the 2nd, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. is the date and time. We're excited to announce Accessible Pharmacy's first annual 2022 Blind Health Expo. The Blind Health Expo is completely virtual on Friday, December the 2nd from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Eastern Time. The Blind Health Expo will be the largest virtual expo of healthcare information products, services, and medications for individuals who are blind, deafblind, or have low vision. You can join thousands of other attendees for this expo, and you can register now. Registration is free and now open to exhibitors and attendees, and we hope you'll join us. Click on the link in your email copy of this newsletter to learn about more about the expo. There's free attendee registration. Attendees will be able to spend the day visiting virtual exhibit booths of companies and organizations in the blind community, be able to learn about new and existing products and services for the blind community, gain access to exhibitor information after the expo. For all of this, just click on the link in your email copy of the newsletter to register as an attendee. For exhibitors, there is free exhibitor registration. Exhibitors will be able to virtually showcase their products and services, host a Zoom room for attendees to join, schedule presentations, customize their space with video, audio, and text. To register as an exhibitor, just click on the link in your email copy of this newsletter. If you have any questions, please contact info@accessiblepharmacy.com or click on that link in your email copy of this newsletter. Sincerely, your friends at Accessible Pharmacy. I think we're going to have desserts here under recipes that will bowl you over from the Chuckwagon Gang. We've got peanut butter bars. You may remember those from last week. Well, this is a corrected recipe from last week. So I hope you didn't go out and make that one right away because it might not have turned out right. I don't know what the problem was, but this is the corrected recipe. You will be needing 3.5 cups of lightly salted peanuts divided, 1 bag of peanut butter chips, 14-ounce can of sweetened condensed milk, 2 cups of mini marshmallows, 2.5 tablespoons of butter, and kosher salt to taste is optional. What you're going to do with all this is place 2 cups of the peanuts in the bottom of an 11x7 parchment paper lined baking dish. Melt butter and marshmallows over low heat until smooth, stirring constantly. Remove from heat, stir in condensed milk, salt, and chips until smooth. Carefully pour over the peanuts. Gently press the remaining peanuts into the mixture. Refrigerate until it's firm, and then cut into bite-sized squares and, as they say, enjoy. Next up, I like the sound of this, caramel pecan dream bars. We're going to have a crust and some filling. Okay. For the crust, 1 box of yellow cake mix, 1/3 cup soft margarine, and 1 egg. For the filling, 1 14-ounce can sweetened condensed milk, 1 cup of pecans chopped, 1/2 cup Bits O'Brickle baking chips. Preheat your oven to 350 degrees and grease a 9x13 baking pan with non-stick spray. Mix together the cake mix, margarine, and egg and press into the bottom of a prepared pan. Pour the filling ingredients, that'll be sweetened condensed milk, pecans, and bits of brickle, over the base and then bake this for 25 to 30 minutes. Let it cool before cutting, and after you cut it, tasty. And we close our program today with the season schedule. Bowl, October 7, 14, 21, and 28. Bowl, November 8 and 18. Note, Gutterthon and Bake Sale, November 4, and ABBA Mid-Year Meeting, November 17 to 20. November 11 is Veterans Day, a potential makeup day, and November 25 is Thanksgiving. Bowl, December 2 and 9. Christmas dinner and 40th anniversary celebration on December 10. Break for Christmas/New Year's holidays, December 16 to 29. Bowl, January 6, 20 and 27. January 13 to 16 is MLK weekend. January 14. 9-pin tournament in Greensboro. Bowl, February 3, 10, and 24. February 11, Super Bowl, themed chili cook-off. February 18, Sweetheart Tournament in Durham. And February 17 is a potential makeup day. Bowl, March 3, 10, 24, and 31. March 18 is the Rowan Invitational in Winston-Salem. April will be makeup dates and end-of-season dinner, and the date to be scheduled later for that. And May 6 will be projected date for the Outlaw Invitational. May 25 to 29 is the ABBA National Tournament, Cincinnati, Northern Kentucky. Well, folks, you've been listening to this week's edition of Spare Times. The content of this program is intended for persons who are blind or print impaired. We hope that you have enjoyed it. This podcast is archived on the North Carolina Reading Service website, www.ncreadingservice.org, in the podcast section under newsletters. If you have any comments or questions, please call us at 919-832-5138. So long, until next time.